Wow. I
Yeah.
might have to turn you up a bit, actually.
Okay, let's try that. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Cool. All right, I can't hear myself now, so that's good.
Yes.
So
So we're both that we're just like talking to each other when you come round, sort of thing.
yeah, that's more like it.
Lovely. So how should we work this then? Even though we've talked about it, it's weird though doing it like for real. Or Pharrell Williams, whatever his name is.
Well, yeah. Well, let's just have a chat anyway to start with, just to get used to all this and
You going to just pop everything on record? And we'll just ad lib and you can.
it's recording anyway, but for now,
Shit.
let's just
You know what? Well, a quick bit of news, actually. The first thing I heard was, well, it was tonight, actually, on the X Factor. Of all people, actually, Gary Barlow called someone, you were, well, he actually said, you're as exciting as a lettuce leaf. I thought fucking pot kettle there,
I've not
really.
seen X Factor today yet. I did just have a lettuce leaf though in my sandwich, and that was quite exciting. We've had cheese, some gooseberry pickle. It was good.
Didn't
But
sound like that though.
no,
It's
but
just not.
it was a crusty loaf.
But don't you think though, that's just fucking ridiculous for someone that's. Well, I know he has done some good tunes, actually, if you class him as that. But he's as boring as fuck, though, isn't
Well, yeah.
he?
So who do you want on there instead of him? Like, it's obvious you want to get rid of him.
Oh, well, if you asked me that 5 years ago, I would have said Jimmy Savile. But
Okay. Well, it's a good
that's
job I
not.
didn't ask you then.
And if you would have asked me 3 years ago, I would have said sort of John Leslie, but no.
Still not ideal then.
No.
I think it would be difficult for either of those to cast judgment on others.
That'd be a great panel, though, and it'll just be Louis Walsh now that'll get done for some sort of child stuff. But
Oh, you reckon he's staying on the panel till then, though?
yeah, I think he'll get done in the next 10 years.
Okay. Let's
It's
just say
just
top five for the moment.
okay. I'd probably have Warwick Davis.
Well, I don't want to explore why exactly.
I just think he'd just be like really honest, to be honest, without
To be honest.
yeah, that wasn't meant to be, but without being harsh, if you know what I mean, because I just don't like it when people are so cruel to other people when they're trying to sing, even though that also bugs me actually about when people go on there, you know, the shit ones that we like, sort of
Oh
the
yeah.
beginning of X Factor. And their voices are so crap, but surely they should know that. So that's, I don't know why they
They
have
should
this.
lower their expectations, you reckon?
Yeah, don't you?
Well, yeah, put a few idiots on there, otherwise everyone tunes off or
Do
tunes
you,
out.
yeah, do you think it's staged then? A lot of it, a lot of the crap sort of
Well,
auditioned.
where's me phone, where's me keys? What was that one?
Oh,
Well,
yeah,
X Factor,
Britain's
I think
Got
that was
Talent.
in the well,
Yeah.
maybe that shows you where X Factor's going wrong then.
They should combine the both. The two of them, I think.
Why not the X talent? Which is
Important.
what most of them are now.
So, also, there was another thing that this was on today, actually. About, did you hear Richard Keys?
What about Richard Keys? What?
Well, he said about people are going to tire of Neville and Carragher.
Oh, right. Was this on Talk Sport?
No, I listened to it off Yahoo News.
Oh, okay.
But
Just as credible.
yeah. No, it's just he said it was interviewed, I think, by The Independent, which is going to be sort of out tomorrow. The Independent on Sunday and stuff like that. So yeah, I thought, well, actually, he's got a good point, to be honest. Like, I
Well,
don't like Carragher anyway.
no,
Really,
I think
expensive.
Michael Owen got the better of him last week. It doesn't seem to get everything right. He's not very interesting to watch either. So who's coming in then?
Oh, so would you ditch both then, Neville and Carragher, or just one of them?
Well, Carragher's got to go first, I would imagine. So let's replace him.
What would have they actually tried Tony Adams out?
I think, well, I've seen him on TV forced into a tie, but
with who, Steve Bold? For the massive punch up.
I think Steve Bold can scrub up if he needs to, but Tony Adams doesn't get beyond a certain point.
A bin bag and a pint. Yeah.
It's not where he needs to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's take this seriously then. Who would be your ideal commentary lineup? You must have an idea.
Okay. Calling the shots, someone like Jonathan Pearce for the actual commentating bit.
Nice.
Then maybe Martin Keown as the interrupting fella. Okay. When the ball goes out of play and they're running out of things to say, they turn to him and say, "So, what do you think about the defence, Martin?" And he'll go, and offer his opinion.
He's actually really articulate, isn't he, Keo?
Yeah, he can talk, actually, yeah. It does come across a little bit thick, to be fair. He's not too bad. So, anyone else in there?
Ooh. Would you have someone like Foreign? I thought, you know that, what's his, who's the one that does the Spanish football, actually? Guillem?
Guillem Balagay.
Guillem. Guillem.
Guillem Balagay.
Mordor. I actually quite want him on sort of the British side of good TV rather than like late night Spanish football, to be honest.
Yeah, no, he knows his stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's quite good on Twitter as well. I've got to follow him.
Oh, have you? Oh, okay. Yeah, they're all this Twitter malarkey. I'm still not on that, but I think best left.
You are now. You can get us on JAN Podcast.
JAN?
Yeah, at Twitter.
J. Oh, I thought it was G. Is it spelled J then?
Yeah.
I thought Guillem or Guillem or whatever.
No.
Okay. Shit.
I don't know what Balagay's Twitter handle is. I was advertising ours.
Oh, okay. A quick advertising campaign. Yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, I'll let you do that. Ready? Go.
It's at JN Podcast, and you can get in touch and ask us anything or have your say on anything we're talking about or anything you want us to talk about.
How thick am I? Should I really be doing this, to be honest? Oh, God.
It's all good.
I can't even blame that on being blind, can I, to be honest?
There you go. Well, one thing we can blame on Mohammed Al-Fayed.
What, Arabs?
On that list is the Michael Jackson statue that is being returned to him by Fulham Football Club.
I didn't hear that. Yeah. You are really?
Yeah.
Who's going to deliver it?
I've no idea. There's probably a Harrods van. You're right. Yeah. The club issued some sort of statement, basically saying it doesn't really fit in with what's going on here, and we're going to give it back to.
Paedophilia.
So yeah, I don't know what. Maybe Alfire's going to put that up in Harrods now, so it'll be something to look forward to.
Do you know what they should? I can just really sort of imagine this. Do you remember when they overthrew sort of Saddam.
I do, stuff, yeah.
And knocked his statue over and he started clobbering it.
That's right, yeah. There were just quite a lot of big stone feet around the country. That's right, yeah.
I think they should do that with that one.
Yeah, maybe so. Just leave that base there, yeah. I like
it. People should just be throwing like bike helmets at it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And football boots. Oh, did you? Oh, that was it. I know you're a big fan of Man versus Food, aren't you?
I am. Well, yeah, more a fan of food. Yeah.
Rather than cock.
Unless it was deep fried.
oh, that's oh Christ, yeah, cannibal.
Anyway, yes, yeah, moving on. Man versus food, indeed.
Well, there was another Yahoo sort of news thing today.
Have you just spent your week on Yahoo then, yeah?
Well, I usually do. That's my, to be honest.
Excellent.
Yeah, I do listen to a bit of BBC and Parliament and crap channels, but yeah, it was just. Well, it just fascinated me. What's his name? Adam Richman?
Well, yes, you've done the research.
That's his name, isn't it? Yeah. He's lost 4 stone, supposedly.
Bloody hell.
Since he left that programme. And they said he had like a 40-inch waist. And they put something really odd as well on there. Like, he was the size of a small donkey. Which I thought,
a small donkey.
Yeah, I just didn't sort of get that. One, I didn't know what sort of size they meant. I don't know what a small donkey is. But a donkey's a donkey, isn't it?
So, no exercise, just stop eating pounds and pounds worth of cholesterol.
Yeah, that's just like, that's binge eating, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, it looks like good binge eating.
Oh, yeah, I'd love it. That hot, what was it? The hot wings.
Yeah, they're special. Yeah.
Yeah,
they go nice. To the fiery sauce that you like there.
Oh, I'd do that. I'd give it a go anyway. Probably wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do all the sort of like, you know, you used to do like 15 billion burgers or whatever it was. And I like the hotter stuff rather than the amount of the food.
Yeah, I know. I'd what you mean.
It rather than, yeah. But yeah, he's lost like 4 stone. He said he was so depressed as well.
I think it's got to be time for another series then, with any luck.
I know. Well, like, eat a lettuce leaf with Gary Barlow or something.
I'm not sure if Gary Barlow would be up for that. He doesn't seem to like lettuce.
Yeah, it was just, shocked actually. 4 stone's a lot. And he did say, actually, he was just so depressed, which I guess you would be, wouldn't you? If, like, you're binging and stuff like that, it'd be, like, drinking. I get mood swings and stuff with even just smoking a couple of fags or a couple of packets of crisps. But yeah.
Talking about fags.
let me have a guess then. Graham Norton?
No. Chain smoker Sue Barker. she's apparently stepping down. I'm not sure if she smokes at all. She's stepping down as the host for Sports Personality of the Year.
I didn't know she even done it, to be honest.
Yeah, no, as it turns out, yeah, just.
I thought it was always Bill Beaumont.
No, I think you're thinking of Question of Sport.
Yeah. When did Sue? Oh, no, it's always because it's always around my birthday, so I'm always out on the piss, aren't I?
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the sort of programme you're going to get pissed up and cheer on, really. But as she's leaving, who should replace her? I'm thinking either you go straight for Terry Wogan. Do the Eurovision version, and if we're going to do that, everyone gets a vote. So obviously,
all the nations.
Yeah, or maybe you get, you know, Boris Becker votes on behalf of Germany, and you know.
If you're doing that, I don't think Boris could vote for Germany.
Why is that?
think, well, because that's what happens in the Euro, isn't it? In Eurovision, that you can't vote for your own country.
Well, yeah, I suppose you'd have to have some sort of rule.
Unless they sort of trace it back sort of massively, going, oh, Boris has voted for Andy Murray, but Andy Murray's like 15th grandma.
Okay, so what about if you get all of the nominees for like sports personality of the year or whatever, mm-hmm. and then have gladiators?
What, with the pugil sticks or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, we're getting flashback.
Flashback?
Yeah.
I like that. Well, actually, yeah, just get a Wooga to do.
So, well, you might have the England rugby team. And you might have
drinking John Smith.
Yeah, probably several cyclists at this rate. One or two of the royal family on their horses, and yeah, basically one big.
Also, who's riding Princess Anne then?
Sorry. Take your pick.
Sorry, Princess Anne, if you're listening to this. You shouldn't be. You should be fucking doing some work.
I think she might be. She might be following us on Facebook, which you can do.
or Horse Face, as they call it.
Yeah, she is actually at Horse Face on Twitter. So.
What do they call it? A handle? Why is it called a handle, actually?
We're just a term, like something you can hold on to, really, isn't it? It just kind of as it sounds.
It's not physical, it's handle. Not like a handle for me, when I say handle, it's like, because I can't see, I need to, when I say, find me the handle. You can't do that on the computer, can you? It's just like, oh shit, I'm just grabbing nothing.
That's true. Yeah, that's what the at sign is for, I suppose. That's the thing you can grab hold of with your computer.
So is it a bit like if you're stuck, then you can always rely on just doing that or a Google or something? Oh, see, this is what confuses me about computers, I think, is like, I don't understand that, when they say hashtag, it seems to sort of crop up a lot, actually, on like comedy programs and stuff like that. Like, it says hashtag bollocks. It's like, why don't you just say bollocks? Why has it got to be hashtag bollocks?
Oh, yeah, the
hashtag give me a chip. Or
that's actually a classic hashtag, that one.
Give me a chip.
Yeah. Well, hashtag hash brown there, of course.
Yeah, I like that. But what does it mean, though?
Well, what it's really meant to be used for is if we're both watching the Arsenal game, we might hashtag Arsenal and our comments, and people could look at that hashtag and see all of our comments about the Arsenal game. But what people actually do is say hashtag, oh my God, I'm so pissed off.
Yeah.
Which isn't really how they're meant to be used, but...
So if someone says like hashtag something on Twitter, you just click on that link that says hashtag something, and then it will bring you up to everything that everyone's said on that.
That's right, yeah. Everything said on hashtag something.
So it's a bit like when I put on Facebook about Minder.
If you put hashtag Minder and then you clicked on it, you'd find probably three other sad kids.
Fuck off. Yeah, I know what you mean, though. Yeah, that was just... I just really liked the tune, but there we go. That's for another day. Oh, one more bit of news.
Oh, yeah?
Because I thought this is hilarious. Did you hear about that UKIP bloke? What? Godfrey Bloom, who called a lot of those women that clean behind fridges sluts. Did you not hear that?
Come up.
Oh my God, it was on the news and everything. Proper, not just Yahoo, by the way, or not BBC, Channel 4, all that lot. Yeah, well, he's a sort of UKIP member of the European Parliament, I think. And basically just talking randomly, and a couple of two women MEPs said that they didn't clean behind the fridge. I don't know where that conversation went to, and he basically called them sluts.
Jesus, sounds like a bit of an overreaction, doesn't it?
I know, and even Nigel Farage, whatever you want to call him. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call him. He said, oh no, it needs to sort of stand down.
Is that what he's... I'm not sure I've heard his voice. That's what it sounds like, is it?
Yeah, sort of a little bit like that, but a little bit posher. But in that sort of...
Is he still living in that one room in the embassy?
Still there, hold up. But he just basically said this place is sort of full of sluts.
Well,
I don't know why he said that, because of the cleaning thing. I have no idea, but it was so funny because afterwards, because he was up at the UKIP sort of conference, because it's all party conference season at the moment. So you've got Labour sort of coming up next week and stuff like that. So it was UKIP last week and the Lib Dems last week. So he came out there, and I don't know if I've heard this right, but some Channel 4 bloke sort of quizzed him up about that comment, and he hit him over the head with a book.
He does seem a bit unstable, doesn't he?
Yeah. So he's been asked to resign by Mr. Farage. Sorry, is that a new way of pronouncing it now?
I think it must be.
Yeah, so I thought that was quite funny as well.
I do. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to have your own personal supply of free beer?
Is this a trick question, or is this...
It's just a straight up question.
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, it was a bit of a trick. This is about a bloke who turned up at the hospital absolutely pissed out of his head, and he's saying to the nurses, doctors there, that like I haven't drunk a single thing, and they're just kind of laughing as he stumbles about and passes out, like completely intoxicated. But after sort of closer inspection, it turned out that he's got some weird condition that just makes his stomach just the perfect sort of setup for brewing beer, and he's actually his food is fermenting inside of him and getting him pissed.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He's not an Aborigine, is he?
No, I think he's from America. I think this was guy from Texas.
Sorry,
guy from Texas. Where?
Thing there. From America.
He is Texas.
Crash bang wallop. What a stomach. Oh, sorry. I said I was never going to mention Partridge, didn't I?
Indeed. Well, presumably he's having an operation to get that sorted out.
Wow.
Get replaced with gin and tonic, apparently that's what he prefers.
He'd be absolutely fucked, wouldn't he? But he must have a massive sort of yeast content.
Yeah, yeah.
Low intestine.
I think it's got something to do with the old yeast there.
It's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
It must be yeast.
Maybe he was a bit liberal in his younger days.
But I thought that was a woman thing, actually, about yeast sort of problem.
Yeah, I mean, I probably don't want to delve into that.
We'll leave that for Doctor out of, what was it, on This Morning, Dr. Hillary. That's it. Who knows fuck all about anything doctorish. It's just like me.
No, but he's...
I could do his job.
It's good to have on a chat show,
I've got a bad leg. That's what he does on that bloody This Morning. Oh, I've got a bad leg. Oh, you need to put a bandage on that, don't you? It's like, well, no shit, Sherlock.
Just got some rudimentary first aid kit. Is
it? Or it's like nurse at school. Oh, I've got a broken arm, I think. Oh, here's a tablet. What the fuck's that going to do? I don't think I school matrons or nurses, whatever they were called.
Matron?
Were they called matrons? School matrons?
What school did you go to?
Oh, no, I didn't go to like a private one.
Don't know.
I went to a sort of proper Cockney one. But...
Why?
But I just don't speak it.
A caretaker did all of that.
Yeah, it was just like, they just handed headache tablets out for everything. Like, oh my God, I think I've got like a massive pain in my chest by my heart. So, oh, here's a tablet then.
That could have been anything as well, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I could have, I don't know, had a wasp just got in there and stung me in the heart. But
well, yeah, if heart stinging wasps do exist, then I'm sure they wouldn't stock a tablet for it.
Speaking of that, did you ever sort of as a kid, you know, sort of pips out of apples and stuff? I remember when I was about 2. Do I remember? No, it must have been 3, actually, to be precise. Everyone used to tell me, sort of my parents, grandparents, stuff, if I swallowed the pips, then a tree would grow out of me. Just because that was a way of them, in case they thought I choked, which obviously I've only just learnt that, which they told me. But yeah, that was
sounds weird. There was a thing that was floating around on the internet about someone getting a pip of some sort, sort of inhaling it, and it ending up in his lungs and growing starting to branch out in there. I'm not too sure how.
No joking.
Well, that's what he was purporting was going on, but I have my reservations about what the source of that might have been.
Yeah, that sounds a bit.
You'd think that had been on TV, really, wouldn't you? Sort of the man with the tree for a chest.
A bit long Guinness World Records or something, yeah, like that. Yeah. Like Tree Man.
Bill Oddie wandering through the forest, spotting
having a nervous breakdown in between it. Is he still mental? Or
completely, I think, officially, according to his latest press release on his website, he's stark raving bonkers.
He went mental, didn't he, on like BBC News?
Oh, at did the he off there?
Breakfast people. Yeah, he massively kicked off. If you put it on YouTube or something like that, I was actually listening to it like live. It was like a few years ago now, and Bill Turnbull, that was it. That's his
Bill
name.
Turnbull.
Yeah. The news geezer. He was sort of quizzing him up about sort of birds within the area, and he just flipped. Absolutely flipped at him.
Was he doing some weak pun about birds?
No, he wasn't. He was literally just doing, you know, BBC News, they can't be taking the piss too much, can they?
He wasn't robbing the limelight then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, I was just like, wow, what the hell's going on here? He just completely flipped. Just thought, Oddie, you've gone down in my estimations. That was
it. Well, maybe we better leave him alone.
Oddie?
Yeah.
He's a bit of a tit.
Sorry. Oh, now you started.
Yeah, I've never liked him, actually, even in the goodies. I never liked the goodies, to be honest. But...
Oh, yeah, big sting, that.
Oh, really?
Well, it's just an opinion, that's all, isn't it?
I just didn't think they were funny. I know the Funky Gib and all that, but that sort of kept me asleep when I was a baby, actually. Now I know why.
Well, talking of music, shall we go into some music?
I think so. Okay. Go on then, Bonds, you do the first one.
All right, well, let's have Tina Turner, Simply the Best. This is positive pop from the thick-thighed diva. Okay, and we'll just have, have to edit some music in there.
Yeah, sorry, Bonds. I thought I'd not speak at all then when you said that, because I knew that's how you wanted to do that. Is that all right? Do you think that was...
Doing lovely.
I think I'm just talking too much, though.
No, it's all good. It's all
Bonds,
good.
Can we do a pause on this while we go for a quick flav each? Or do you just leave it? Or how does it work, actually, if you...
We can, like...
Just want to go to the toilet or...
Yeah, we can just stop this and come back in a bit.
Shall we?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, was that like nose breathing?
Don't worry about that. Okay.
Good piss, good smoke, and whatnot.
I got a cup of tea now.
Cup of tea?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, should we come back on some music?
Yeah, I'll let you. I think you're the one that can do that, actually, rather than me, because I'll just, you know what I'm going to do. So.
Okay. Cool. Right. The most in.
Oh, sorry. Try.
Okay. The mostly indecipherable and almost.
Start again. Stop that again. And don't say something really bizarre that's going to make me laugh. Like, oh, here is the English answer to Apache Indian or something. Don't. Oh. It's a good one, though.
Okay. I like it. Okay, right, let's go with lyrical genius from Escape Geordie Wag, Cheryl Cole, there with Fight for This Love.
I had to give it a couple of seconds. I held that in, Bonds, actually. Oh, was that a good maybe 2 seconds? Do you think that worked?
I think we're in.
About me laughing. Right, now I'm going to let you just kick off and talk. You're going to be the instigator for this section, I think.
Okay, we obviously can't actually play the music on the podcast, but we'll put it on the website. How's it?
If you want to see anyone, Sue Bono. No. Sue Bono, who lives in... if you want to send any sort of correspondence, just put Bono, Dublin, Ireland.
That should do it. That'll get here somehow, yeah.
It's a bit like, I bet people do that, actually. It's a bit like Father Christmas, isn't it? Like Father Christmas, North Pole.
Well, he's been using some sort of technology for years that we're only just getting now on our phones.
Father Christmas or Bono.
Surely it's a bit too early to be thinking about Christmas, though.
It's not
September, though. It's in the shops.
Yeah, exactly. I already know. There's on the Guard Dogs website, there's something called Dogalog.
Dogalog? What the hell is that?
Honest to God, it's called Dogalog.
What service does this Dogalog provide?
Like if you want to buy any sort of garments or treats or chip for your dog and stuff like that. Yeah, dog. It's a really unfortunate name, isn't it?
Send what, wrapped gifts for your dog?
Well, they can't. Well, actually, I don't know. My mum orders a lot off them.
Well, I suppose so. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just called. I don't know why it's called Dogalog. But. Yeah, it's a bit too close to the bone, isn't it? Oh. For Dogalog. Yeah, that's what I said the first time, actually.
Marching up the wrong tree.
So, what the hell are you ordering from somewhere that sells shit?
It's not the sort of thing you'd want to put into Google, really, is it?
No, you'd have the police round straight away. Oh, speaking of police and stuff like that, there's a bit of a coup. I might have told you this actually, Bond, that I managed to get a guide, oh, not a guide dog bin, a poo bin.
Poo bin.
Up my street, yeah.
Okay, that's good work.
A shit bin or a poop scoop bin, whatever you want to call it. Just because my dad ends up, poor sod, he has to take it from my garden. I'm the one that picks it up, obviously, but I just don't know where poo bins are. So he has to take it like about 5 miles away. So I phoned up the council. I just said,
Victor Meldrew. Hello,
yeah. Yeah, go 4291. It was just really hard because I had to think. I thought, I can't just phone up saying, can you just put a shit bin down my street?
No, you've got to put some sort of case together or a log.
Yeah, I had to put a big log together for that one. But
it's the only thing that persuaded me.
Do you know, it's really odd because I used to... I'm going to digress again, I think.
I think we've got plenty of time to digress.
So, yeah, I phoned them up and I got through to someone called Street Scene.
Street Scene. That's a bit more down with the kids than Dogalog, isn't it?
It's sort of really cringe-worthy sort of company name, isn't it? I got through to them. And they're part of the council as well. So if you phone up 01707-357-000, there's a load of options on that one. This is for the only Welling Hatfield tenants, of course. But anyone can phone, give a fake phone call.
Hang on, I don't think we should be suggesting anyone does that.
Oh, yeah, good. Unless you live in the Hatfield area and got a gripe, then, yeah, phone that number. So I phoned that one, and there was about 15 options. It was like one, so they've obviously had loads of complaints. So one was like, oh, for refuge and recycling, press one. For council tax and housing benefit, press two. So it's just like, hang on a minute. I've used all 15, basically, when they've read all of them out. I'm like, oh, shit, apart from, there was one which, I think it was like number 13, which was like the street scene, something like that. There was a load of options anyway, but street scene.
To speak to a human operator, dial 8496-247-1624.
It's fucking annoying, that, actually,
well,
isn't it?
It's funny you should swear there, because that's one thing I have tried with... certainly a couple of banks that do it. It's when you get through to one of those voice activation menus and it's not going to your liking, if you give it a bit of shouting Fs and Cs at it, it registers that and it puts you straight through to someone because it knows that you're an unhappy customer. And that's actually true of quite a few systems, yeah. So
I never knew that. I just thought, like, if I didn't know sort of all these options, what the option, if it didn't suit me, I'd just press zero.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the secret code, but yeah, there are ways of getting through it. There are secret numbers you can dial in apparently as well, but...
Well, there is actually. There's a really good website, Bonds. I don't know if you know about this. It's called Say No to 0870.
Okay. And
which I really love, that, actually. And actually.
Is that their full web address?
It is. Hell yeah. And it's a really good website in which, if you've got any sort of, you know, those 0845, the charging ones. Those sort of numbers, you put that in on that website and it will give you a load of alternatives like 01 numbers.
Okay.
Rather than you having to fork out. So say, because I'm on Sky, I don't know if I should be saying this actually on this, but because I'm on Sky, so there's certain numbers I can call Sky for free because I've got Sky, obviously. But anything else, like if I want to call sort of my disability benefit officer or something like that, then I need to call an 0845 number. But
is there a way around?
Because I don't get that much money, then I thought, well, hang on a minute, there should be another way around this. And it's just like the Martin Lewis, and who's my guru.
Oh, he's a good guy, isn't he? Yeah.
He is very good.
It's not breaking the rules. It's just getting round them, is it? Something.
It is, yeah. Why should I be? Well, anyone, not just me, anyone. Like, darling, an 0845 number being charged like 35p a minute. Is when you can just call an 08, an 01 number and
it's a way through.
Get it for free.
Decent on that, actually. Bit of advice when you do get through. If you get put on hold and you get a bit of hold music, you're all good. But if you get put on hold and there isn't any hold music, they can hear everything you're saying. So when you turn away, you go, oh, these bloody idiots, they can't get anything right. And they're listening to everything you're saying. They're not going to do anything. So
does covering the actual handset, you know, when you speak into it, does that work or is that just...
It's not great.
Like,
they,
can still hear it. Yeah. Like if someone's called you a CUNT or something. Just sound like you're eating a loaf of bread.
Well, yeah.
Is that Alison's?
On the other hand, though, you can give it a bit of when you're on hold, go, oh, yeah, no, they just put me on hold. No, they're really good. I think they're going to help me. Yeah, yeah, really nice chap. Yeah, excellent. Oh, hello. Yeah. Then they're back on your side and you might get that little bit of extra service.
It's a best policy, isn't it, Bonds? I think you probably agree with it. You have to be as polite and acceptable as possible when you're having a complaint.
Otherwise it's going to send you
just going straight into it and having a go, because that won't get you anywhere, I don't think.
No, it'll only put you on the back foot.
Yeah. Sorry, this is probably not... Oh, anyone could listen to a podcast
that's the idea of them. Yeah,
there should be a moaning podcast. Is that what we're doing?
Think we'll try not to be too moany.
Right, should we lighten it
okay.
up? Okay. Fucking moaning. I'll talk about my sort of eyesight problem and oh god.
Well, should we have a TV review jingle just here, and then we'll come back now and what about Dave Gorman's Goodish theme? Did you watch that?
I've still only got through the first 20 minutes, unfortunately.
Oh right. Oh okay, so you did get the what was the first bit he did?
It was about the... oh, here we go. We're both in that sort of situation now.
It was about asking the questions on the website, wasn't it? About the leap years.
Leap years, that was it.
I was just testing.
Do you know what? I was just so dozy at the time. I just... Because, you know, I wake up at 4:45 in the morning.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Like,
oh, really? Really? Do you think?
No, only on my scale, yeah.
Oh.
It's only because I get up late, though. I wouldn't worry about that.
So, do you know, we'll talk about that in a minute. So, your TV theme tune, you can have this one.
My TV theme tune? Okay, just for pure... I think for pure epicness, I'm going to have an A-Team theme tune. Like, da, da, da.
I was waiting for when...
We'll just put it in the edit afterwards.
So, Bonds, is this all right, actually?
Yeah, yeah.
I just think I'm talking too much again.
No, the whole point is to talk.
No, but I think I am... actually talking too much, and I don't think I'm letting you have...
That's good. No, you're the star of the show. That's right.
No, I don't like that. I think it should be quite... Well, I think it should be 50-50, shouldn't it? Really?
It's all right. We've got more coming.
I can't believe how clear this is, actually, on my ear.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
It's actually clearer than when we're at the football and you're talking to me. This is weird. Oh, it's great though. I love it.
Yeah, it's excellent stuff.
I'm so sorry again, Bonds. Yeah, but it's so hard to know when my phone's not sort of charged up and stuff, unless it sort of rings or
Oh yeah, mine keeps running out. In fact, I completely wiped it on Friday night as well, so I'm back up and running now.
So is this free, actually, doing this on Skype?
Yeah, it's all free. Yeah, it's...
So I'm not going to get a massive bill on my Skype.
No, not at all. It doesn't take up too much of your bandwidth, either.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. So that's why... So, you know the video one on Skype? Because my mum and dad do that to my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Camera on their computer. Is that exactly the same thing?
Yeah, right? It's just got video as well as sound. And it's got like normal chat. We used to use MSN Messenger. It's kind of that and Skype combined. Microsoft bought it out. But yeah, we're just using the audio function of it.
Would this be sort of not as clear then if I had a camera as well? Would this sound not be as clear because you're using like two big things at once?
No, the audio would still be the same quality. You'd just be using more bandwidth to get the video done as well. I don't think we'll worry about doing a video podcast for now.
Oh, no. No. Sorry, I was just intrigued, actually. It's just because my mum and dad, like I said, use it. Speak to my brother and see sort of my nephew and stuff like that, but yeah, just don't have a need for it really.
It's why it's popular, is because it's free, and especially you can do it like from one country to another, like without extra charges. So yeah, it's all good, and we can use it for this sort of thing.
But everyone needs to be obviously signed up. You couldn't actually phone like a home number if they hadn't got Skype.
I think that's where they make their money. You can phone like a landline or a mobile or something, but you pay for the charges. So when you're doing computer to computer, or you can use the app on your phone and do it through your data connection, and then you're not paying call charges either.
Wow.
That's pretty handy.
Actually, like what things can do now, like I'm going to lose the plot in about five years, aren't I, with technology, I think.
No, just like keep ahead of it. Things are always changing. You've got an iPhone there, a computer in that. You're doing a podcast. You've got a website.
This isn't being recorded, though, is it?
Everything's being recorded, but...
This is going to take you ages, isn't it, to go through
it?
Yeah,
we'll just edit it out and come back on another bit.
So, do you want to do something else now, then? What do you fancy? How would you want to go into the next segment? Or what next segment would you want to do, actually? Do you want to talk about sport or TV, music? Don't know.
Yeah, okay, let's go. Let's do a bit.
Or something weird. Or something that you really want to do.
Let's do a bit of TV first, then.
Bit of TV. Oh, God. I haven't really watched a lot this week.
Have I been... what about... is it Whitechapel? Because I haven't caught up on it.
Yeah, well, do you know what I've done, actually? Whitechapel's fucking excellent. But for this series... You know, obviously, I text you the other day saying, oh, yeah, fucking Whitechapel.
Yeah.
I didn't actually watch it because I've got it on like a series record, because I hate the bit, because it's like a two part. Oh, I don't know how you explain this, actually. It's quite weird for like a drama, really. But there's two parts, but there's six episodes, if you know what I mean. Yeah. So there's three episodes.
What's the point?
Do you get me?
Yeah, so there's three, but there's also six.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That could be clearer.
No, they come in twos, I think.
Oh, right, so sort of Noah's doing this series.
So there's two parts for one episode, two parts for the next episode, two parts for the next episode. So until the second episode sort of comes on, I can't watch them because I think it ruins it. because I want to sort of listen and watch back.
Yeah,
to back.
Yeah, you don't want that delay. That's what happens yeah. when I get to towards the end of a box set, where usually I'd watch sort of 5 or 6 episodes all in a row, and all the cliffhangers drag you on to the next episode. But when you actually get to the end and you're having to wait for American yeah. TV to produce the next one, yeah, perhaps. Like
exactly, like a fucking week later, it's like, get you might have listened, watch to. Yeah, it's just like, just do it. So, yeah, I have to do things like, I have to wait like 4 weeks for 2 episodes, basically, before I can literally get into it. But, yeah, anyway, Whitechapel is one of the best ITV, that and Midsummer Murders ITV. I don't give a shit about, was it Downton Abbey?
I've never listened
to it, to be honest.
Is it just like a shitty period soap? Or?
Yeah, anything that period-y just can't be bothered with.
Fair enough. I think that's probably a good rule to stick by.
But I just think that sort of thing, to me, is too boring. Whereas I do like period stuff, because I do like the old Sherlock Holmes with like Jeremy Brett and people like that. And was it Richard Hardwick?
Yeah.
He played.
And sword fights.
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
Really a good sword just, fight.
But something like on ITV, which is just boring, set in a house.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. What's the point in it being? It. No, it could be any time.
I need something a bit more sort of with a bit of bollocks, which they do actually, ITV. Again, like I said, with Whitechapel. First ever series. Have you listened to that yet, actually? Sorry, watched it?
Yeah. No, not at all. I've got
Jack the Ripper one.
No, I missed the first episode of it, so I need to get hold of that on the internet.
Oh, no. Sorry, not the one that I sort of texted you about sort of just recently, but I meant the very first.
Oh, the first series? Yeah. No, I haven't seen it at all. Yeah, I'm just living it via you at the moment.
Brilliant. Really good. That one's about sort of Jack the Ripper being like Whitechapel. Sort of the second one was, I think it was about the craze, actually, like a couple
Which
of brothers.
Craze?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you, actually.
A dance
yeah.
craze?
No, the actual
the craze. The twins.
Yeah,
that makes more sense. So it's Martin Kemp and his brother.
No. Oh, and Gary.
Is it Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them. Take that or whatever.
Kemp. Well, just call them EastEnders. Yeah,
yeah. Is Ross Kemp related?
No, he just went in there to try and defuse some bombs, I think.
Brought a shooter.
Why does everyone take the piss, actually, about Gary Kemp? Was it Gary? What's his name again?
Well, is it Gavin? Gary?
It is Gavin. You've got Martin and... I was going to say his name's Philip, but that's a bit
No, you're thinking Phil
Martin,
Mitchell.
Gary. Martin, Gary and... Steve, not Luther. No. Luther Kemp. Oh, I think that's a really good name, though, isn't
Luther
it?
Kemp, yeah.
Luther Kemp, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Well, it could be a detective because, yeah. I don't know, that's not too original then.
Okay, I think we should get away from that one.
Fair
though,
enough. Well,
let's go for your. Well, we both like Luther, don't we?
Yeah, Luther's quality. So they're bringing a film out as well.
Yeah, I was surprised when you told me
that. Yeah, this is going to be good. Yeah, I don't think it's out till next year, so maybe we'll cover that. When something's actually happened.
So, did you like the last series, though? It was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. I ended up watching...
Excuse the name.
Well, go for it. Yeah, I ended up watching all 3 series all pretty much back-to-back. That was quality. Yeah, sitting and watching that on your own is good fun. Middle of the night.
Exactly. Well, tell me about it. I do it all the time, don't I? Being blind, like in darkness. did we just say that together? Even though we're sort of about 50 miles apart. That's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm in Belgium. Where are you?
Lumsford. I love his name though, like Idris Elba.
Yeah, yeah. That
sounds like a drink.
Yeah, well, I think I'd buy a can of that.
What, Idris
Elba?
Yeah,
yeah, on a hot day. Do you want ice with that? Yes, I think I do.
Idris with that. Oh, yeah, that could be. Do you know, I know sort of the weather's gone shit now, actually. Sort of, well, yeah. I just hate this weather. I know we always moan about it. Well, we always moan
about
it.
Is this going to be the weather bit? Because I could give you...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, well, that's your turn, isn't it?
Well, I've got next week's average weather.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah,
which is going to be, on average, ever so slightly rainy. Okay, good. That's it.
Okay, so we sorted that one out.
I do.
Oh, fucking hell. So there's no chance for like why do they call it an Indian summer? Actually,
probably sort of, because it
sounds a bit racist, to be honest.
Well, I imagine it's warmer over there. I don't think race has anything to do with it. Probably the sun. Oh, so, well, you never know then.
Really? I just always found that sort of when they said Indian summer, it's a lot of saying, oh, can we have a Pakistani winter, please?
Which is probably also quite warm, I would imagine. I don't know. Is it snowy? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've got no idea. That could be a good sort of fact-finding mission, if you can be bothered.
So we'll be bringing you temperatures from around the world next week, after a bit more research. Well, not moving on from the TV completely, I do have to say I caught up on Hotel Hell.
Oh, Hotel! Sorry, I'm not going to sing it. It's the worst sort of theme tune for. I thought Ramsey, considering he produced it, that would have been better.
He's let some American company hire a fake band, and it's gone horribly wrong. But
Hotel Hell.
No, it's got the formula running anyway. But yeah, this guy was into his cars, so he'd spent all his money on jacuzzis shaped like cars, and didn't seem to know why things were going wrong.
I thought that sounded like it should have been a two-parter. Actually,
yeah,
it was
why'd
very
they waste time on those two cars?
It's not fucking, what was it, Jack? Ferrari Man, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, Ferrari Man. Who's he managed to get the old bum into the shower trick going on again.
Oh, yes, I heard that, yes, on the AD. I did hear that.
I was hoping.
Yeah.
How exactly do they explain it?
I'd just say Ramsey's bum is shown. That's all they say. Every time it's like, oh, not again. So I'm used to it with this Hotel Hell. But that was the last one, though, in the series, wasn't it?
Already?
Yeah. So I don't know if it's going to be that successful that there'll be another one. I hope there is.
Well, I'll check that, and we'll cover that next week about the new series, if there is one.
Yeah, please do, because obviously... record it anyway, and I know hopefully they still do it, actually. You know, the end of every program when they put up sort of like Roman numerals to tell you
I do
when the program is made.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I've got my dad to I said my dad came around, when was it? It was about 3 days ago, actually, to take the poo bag from your guy.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, Dad, can you just tell me what year this is actually filmed? So I had to keep going like backwards and forwards because he couldn't get it. And I didn't know where it was on like the Sky Plus.
Yeah, some of the ones towards the
that's the end of it.
Towards the end of the 90s, yeah, the letters were getting quite considerably long, yeah.
So I know that was actually done. Sorry, can you hear that? In 2012, that program.
Oh, well, good.
It's
a good job you picked up on that.
But it's a bit like fucking Hell's Kitchen, though, isn't it? USA?
Fucking Hell's Kitchen.
I'm sorry. But because I love that. So I think he's actually lost his way over in England. But he's still quite. I don't know. The Americans will get bored.
Well, the Americans need Aid Edmondson, didn't they? And then maybe they'll get bottom eventually.
Yeah, like, have they not got bottom yet?
I don't know. They probably got ass, like the remake.
Yeah, because I know they've done a fucking shit version of Only Fools and Horses, didn't they?
Oh, good. What like, was that? Only G-Gold.
Asses and donkeys. Asses and mules.
I don't know if I'd want to watch that. You do get the odd decent remake, but most of the time you've got to show the UK version. That's why it got popular, not because
Everything. Do you know what? Whoever's listening to this that's American, I'm sorry, but you cannot take anything from the English and make it good. You can't.
Well,
programmed, nothing else. No. We nick a lot of things off you, give you that. But no, everything that you nick off the English does turn to shit.
Well, that's...
Is that quite a sweeping statement?
Well, it's damning enough.
Oh, sorry.
I think it pretty much
anyway,
holds
but I do
up.
Love you. So although, I do love McDonald's. I do sort of love burgers.
The American version of The Office, not bad, not bad.
It's not
as good as the English one, but it is good. It's gone for a lot of series.
Do you know
it's
what?
Very well done.
Well, Bond. Yeah, I love that. Actually, The American Office. Yeah, I do love it. Yeah, very funny. What's his? Who's the one that plays Gareth?
Gareth. Oh yeah.
Big crack up in that. Who's the one that plays Gareth? What's his name?
Oh, I don't know. It'd be something American, wouldn't it?
Oh, I think his American name is like Ran Wilson. Don't worry, you would never. I haven't even typed that on any.
No Googling or equivalent search engine tax paying ones.
Hands are right here. Ran Wilson. Ran Wilson? Does that sound?
Yeah, I mean, it rings a bell, yeah.
And was it John Kapilski? John Kapilski?
Kapilski.
John Kapilski. Oh, someone like that played Tim. Well, it's just brilliant, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
no, well done, though. With
another Breaking Bad. I don't know if you've done that one, have you?
No. That's a bit too much like those sort of things that just go on for like 18 episodes a series. Doesn't appeal to me. I like the shorter, quick
well,
stuff.
It's only coming to the end of its fifth series.
Fifth series? How many episodes in that series?
Something like 14, I think.
Oh, fuck me!
Well,
yeah, that's probably why then. I just thought, I got bored, probably.
That's that. But yeah, no, it is very good. You should probably get onto it. Now, you know, this is the end of it now. The very last episode is due to come out next week. So, you know, we'll cover that next week.
So if I actually watched, listened to the last episode, would I actually know what was going on?
It might be difficult. It might make more sense to start at the first series. episode is quality.
Oh God!
Well, it's
how long is that going to take?
It's not a chore. I mean, it'll take a while, but you might enjoy it.
Oh, no, I don't like being sort of nailed down by having to sky record.
Okay,
everything.
I think what you need to do, you know, at the start of each episode where they do that little summing up, where they just show the quick clips from the previous episode, you just need to catch that for all of
them. Do they? Well, they don't do that on English ones.
Oh, that's what the American ones are all about. They show you the entire series and sort of previous episode all in a quick 20-second highlight reel, and then they go into the show. So actually all you need to see is that highlight reel every couple of episodes. That'll take you about, what, half an hour, something like that. Probably get 4 or 5 series done.
But that's going to be really difficult.
Do you know what? Just leave it then.
Yeah. That's not, just keep to my same sort of standards of not listening to a lot of American things.
Yeah. I think they'd peaked.
Right. Yeah, it's just too long, isn't it? Come on, you got to admit that. Episode like that, it's just too long. You can't have 16 episodes. Surely they can wrap things up. Everyone can wrap things up in a few episodes, really, if they've got a story to tell.
Yeah, they should be filmed, really.
Doesn't have to prolong it for that long.
Yeah, it's wasting everyone's time, isn't it?
Yeah. Yours?
Yeah, certainly a lot of mine, yeah.
Mine, because you're explaining to me.
You put it like that, we're gonna have to get rid of a lot of this. Right, we'll take back a lot of the praise then, presumably.
So,
well,
no, I love you Americans. You're, well, when I went there in 92, anyway, you were fantastic. Your service was second to none, better than
top rate service. You got to give them a decent tip. Don't forget the tip there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what Ramsay had a go about as well.
Oh, is
it? Yeah. Which I didn't know. It was a big deal, actually.
But yeah, they get paid bugger all, basically, don't they? And then you have to leave. Yeah. What is it, 15%? I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that, actually, until sort of I thought, why is he having a go at it so much? Then I sort of went on Google and stuff like that and tried to look up sort of tips and stuff.
Tips
like
on
that.
Tips.
It's not a lot, is it, really?
No, well, I suppose it works for them, or they work for them.
Yeah, so, yeah, everyone, I think, regardless, over here, I don't think people should get tipped, to be honest, unless you want to tip them.
Talking of rip-offs in America.
rip-offs in America.
the iPhone 5S came out.
Oh, I heard about the first geezer that sort of got one. And he just went...
There's been, fighting in the streets about this one. Yeah, there was, in Pittsburgh here, we've got a whole load of queues, like having a mass brawl before it comes out, trying to get to the first 5S's.
You know, twats.
Oh, well,
Or tools as well.
Tools.
massive tools.
Without trying to make it sound like an innuendo.
Do you think if you took me, though, with my white stick, we could have actually barged our way forward into the first kit without wanting to do it, really, but just doing it.
Probably try to fob you off with an iPod.
I probably would have taken it.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. Yeah, walk off and assume it's free.
Yeah, sorry, Bond.
Be good.
Sorry, Bond. What are you going to say?
I think we're there. Have you broken it?
What, my headset?
Oh, yeah, no, you're still there.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was just tampering. Oh, so you can hear that, can you, when I'm sort of tampering, sort of trying to... Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Right. Yeah, well, should we wrap up then?
Yeah, what would you like to say then? Final thoughts.
Okay. Well, we better get some plugs in. You can get us on Facebook at Justin Oyes Podcast. You can get us at justinoyespodcast.com, where we'll put up all of the things we've talked about and the music we've played or haven't played, and a few more things besides. Steve, what's going on next week?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to have to be sort of entertainment, to be honest, in general. Like X Factor, Strictly, all the shit things people hate and like.
Well, they're starting to move up a gear now, aren't they? Yeah.
Oh, you know, are we sort of, or was that what you wanted me to say?
Yeah, perfect. Cool. Okay. Well, we'll edit this up, of course, and we'll put it out.
Oh, sorry, Bond. You're going to leave? Bond?
Hello.
Oh. So, right, I'm going to leave you with the last tune that you think you should go out with. So, go. To finish off, we'll have, like, I don't know.
Okay, so
something.
Pivotal pop from Antipodean Elf, Kylie Minogue, Spinning Around.
That was enough gap, wasn't it? Yeah.